Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. We have been looking at the accounts of the Christmas story since it is the Christmas season with a view towards seeing how the characters involved and the personalities woven into the Christmas story reflected the sorts of situations we find ourselves in often, and use that as a tool to help us view what is it like for us to see God's movement, God's action in our lives, and respond rightly. We're looking today in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse number 1, and it says, "It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This was the taxation first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and line of David. He went to be taxed with Mary, his engaged wife, who was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver her child. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Now, this is the classic scene we see in the Christmas story all the time. It's the nativity scene, you know, with the shepherds gathered around and the sheep and the cows and all that kind of stuff. And it's told almost melodramatically. It's pretty calm here. I mean, this decree was given by Caesar that all the world should be taxed, and irrespective of what was going on in the lives of the people involved, you know, the little guys, Caesar made this decree and they had to obey. And so Joseph and Mary travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem together, since they were engaged to be married. And that must have been a huge step of faith. I mean, knowing that God had given Mary this child through no natural means, there must have been some sense that they were trusting God even with this decree. I'm sure they were upset about it. I'm sure they didn't like that they had to travel. Nevertheless, they went and they had to rely on their God, who had proven himself faithful thus far. And when they get there, apparently, it's kind of a casual sentence, they couldn't find place in the inn there in Bethlehem. It must have been so full from people coming in to pay their taxes. So they had to deliver the child, the Son of God, it seems like in a barn, in a stable. And they laid the baby, Jesus, in a manger. What an incredible story when you think about the Son of God, God himself, coming to be a man and being delivered in the most humble of circumstances. Boy, it makes me realize how often I tout my own importance and I want something that I feel is due me. And when I look at the setting here and the attitude of Jesus, to be willing to be born in a stable, to be laid in a manger, as the Son of God come to earth to save the world from its sin. Man, I am so humble. And I look at the circumstances of my life, the people I have to interact with, you know, people who work on my team in my business. I'm the boss, yet they are my employees or my team members. And I really recognize that I need to humble myself like Jesus did, to serve them, to help them become successful, to make them more like Christ. What is it in your day today? Where is the circumstance that God might use you in that same way to humble you in order to lift someone else up? Let's talk about this more on tomorrow's Morning Mindset from LiveBuildChange.com.